Shalom Aleichem, thank you for joining. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shabbos Yud, Shabbos 10b, pagination page 20, starting from about 15 lines from the top. The first word on the line is Shalom, and then the two dots where we begin. V'omer Ravo bar Machasya, Omer Rav Chama bar Guyo, Omer Rav. When a person gives a gift to his friend, he has to let him know that he's giving the gift. Rashi explains, we should let him know that the source of this good development or gift that showed up came from him. Shemitoch kach yehei ohavo, because as a result, he will come to love him. What's really being introduced over here is a phenomenal concept regarding friendship and gifts, that ultimately the goal is the emotional bond with the person. And this comes up in a bunch of places, but most notably the Lashon of the Rambam, by the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, that the goal is actually to come to love the other person. Not just all the deeds that are done under the umbrella of Yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, that you visit the sick, etc. But Yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha literally means love your neighbor as yourself. And in order to arrive at that, if you give someone a gift, but you don't tell them that it came from you, so then they cannot possibly develop the type of love for you that this is supposed to engender. And giving to a person is both a catalyst for love for the giver and also a catalyst for love for the receiver. But if the receiver doesn't know, then it doesn't generate that. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, la da'as. I want them to know, Hashem says about Klal Yisrael, ki ani Hashem mikadishchem, I am Hashem. The goal here is to make them holy. Tanya nami hachi, we learned similarly, la da'as ki ani Hashem mikadishchem, Omer li HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, Hashem told Moshe, matana tova yesh li beveis genozai. I have a special gift in my treasure house, v'Shabbos Shema, and its name is Shabbos. V'ani mevakish litna liYisrael, and I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. Lech v'hodiyem, go let them know that there is this special gift. Don't just give it and let them figure it out, but I want them to know that it's a gift that's being given to them. Mikan Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. From here, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel learned, Hanosin pas latinok, if you give a piece of bread to a child, which is a good deed, if we want to be really graphic about it, we can talk about times when food was not plentiful. You gave a piece of bread to a child, that was a good deed. Tzorach lehodia li'imo, you should let the mother know so that the mother should feel that someone cared for them. They should appreciate, they should develop love feelings that result from someone reaching out to them. My Ovidle, how do you go about doing this that the mother should know? Amar Abaye, so Abaye explained, Sha'if le mishcha or molele kuchla. You do something to the child, wipe something on the child's forehead, on his face, a little oil, a little color, something. So that, as the Mefarshim explained, that when the mother sees those things, she'll ask, what's that about? And the child will say, oh, that was so-and-so did that when he gave me the bread. And like this, she'll know. Nowadays, it's not so simple to wipe the kid because people are worried that you're trying to do witchcraft or whatever things they believed in. What should you do now? Amrav Papa Shurf Lemi Osahamit. So you wipe him from the same thing that you're giving him, but you smear a little bit in a way that the mother should ask. Eini, asked the Gemara, until this point we're trying to notify the people that you gave them a gift. Via Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina. When you give a gift to a friend, you don't have to tell him Shene'emar. As the Pasuk says, Hashem bestowed a great gift to Moshe, the glow of his face. And Moshe did not know about it. Lokasha, the Gemara says, it depends if it's something that will be discovered on its own, or if something that will not be discovered on its own. So the cases that we were mentioning until now were not going to be discovered on their own. We're worried that the child is not going to notify the mother, so we wanted to do something that they should. But the glow of his face, Hashem knew that Moshe is going to be informed. When he comes down, he's going to present himself in front of the people. They're going to see him. They're going to be overwhelmed by it. And he'll find out that his face is aglow. The problem is that the case that we're learning this out of was the case of Shabbos. That Hashem said, I have a special gift to give. And the Gemara asked, Vashabbos Davide Ligluyeh. Shabbos is going to become revealed. What a tremendous gift it is. And we could discuss what exactly the Gemara means by that. But the Gemara says, the gift of Shabbos, that'll develop, people will realize a tremendous gift. And the Gemara says, Matan Schar Lo Avid Ligluye. But the reward would not become revealed. So the reward, Hashem had to tell Moshe, go tell them what an enormous gift I'm giving them. They keep Shabbos, the reward is enormous. But the essence of Shabbos, that's something the Gemara maintains, the Avida Ligluye, that's a gift that will become revealed on its own, and that did not have to be informed to Klal Yisrael, to the Jewish people. In understanding this Gemara, perhaps a quick story, I once heard of a woman, a doctor, who eventually became observant, but her comment was that she was observing Shabbos 2 years before she believed in God. And people asked her, why in the world would she keep Shabbos if she didn't believe in Hashem, in Torah, etc.? And she said she saw the gift that Shabbos was to her co-workers and other Jewish families on the block, and time with the family, and etc., that she started observing Shabbos. They had a Friday night dinner, she lit the candles, they made Kiddush, even though she really didn't connect with it on a religious level, but she recognized its gift. Perhaps that's what the Gemara has in mind here, that the gift of Shabbos in this world, that would be apparent to the people, the reward would not be apparent, and that was the gift that Hashem was offering that has to actually be informed to them. Now, the essence of this Gemara appears to be that when you give a gift to a friend, you're supposed to inform them so that it will engender feelings of love. You'll take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos asked the question that is probably on your mind. The question that we have a tradition that when you give tzedakah, there's a higher level of tzedakah that the recipient should not be aware of who is giving it, so that he's not embarrassed. Take a look at the third Tosfos, the outer commentary. Hanosin matana lachavero tzorach lehodio. A person who gives a gift to his friend has to inform him. V'davka b'matana, Tosfos says. This is limited to a gift. Shanosin lo yadei ahava, that you're giving it to him out of love. She'ena mekabel mispayish, that the person is not going to be embarrassed. You emphasize, this is the way of friendship. I love you, I give you. It doesn't have to be tit for tat, reciprocal, case by case basis. I love you, I'm generous, it's fine. Aval anosin tzedakah, but if you were giving tzedakah, Shamakabo misbayish, that the recipient is embarrassed. Matan besesa yichba'af, the way to go is with a hidden gift. I find personally that if a person can manage to turn tzedakah into a gift, where in whatever creative way you can give the person who's needy, but it looks like a gift, that's often the best way to go, in that it both engenders love, friendship, the person doesn't feel that everybody's talking about them behind their back and they're receiving anonymous envelopes. Sometimes it's better to be open and emphasize that this is a friendship and this will help you right now. People are needy at different times. Depending on the relationship, sometimes it's better to twist it into a gift presentation rather than giving anonymously. But either way, these are the two principles: by a general gift, to give it purposely in a way that the person knows that you have fondness to them. And Tosfos is saying there are cases of tzedakah that should be given anonymously. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.